This is crazy. We're talking about this excise tax on ammunition. There's a new 35% excise tax on ammunition sold in the state. That would bring in about $7 million annually to help pay the more than $1 billion cost of bills that gun violence brings each year, according to the bill's sponsor. This is not my opine. This is State Representative Jillian Gilchrist from West Hartford's. And other proponents of the bill, they held a press conference recently at the legislative office building to push put a renewed push on this bill. Gilchrist said a recent congressional report showed that gun violence cost the state $1.2 billion annually, or if you don't break that down to each resident, $333 per resident. She said the overwhelming majority of that gun violence takes place in the state's four largest cities, which happen to be Hartford, New Haven, Bridgeport, and Waterbury. All right, so the name of the bill, we're going to bring in our first guest in just a second here, but I want to give you the bill number to this so that you can track this bill on the Connecticut General Assembly's website and perhaps even attend a hearing. We're going to find out more about this in a second. It's HB 5040, HB 5040. It's called an Act Establishing an Excise Tax on Ammunition. Gilchrist said that her bill would mandate that the funds raised from the tax be placed in a non-lapsing account to be drawn from by programs and agencies who work on gun violence issues. The bill, as written, Gilchrist said, would tax ammunition purchased both in stores and on the internet. Just to give you an example what this would mean, she said a box of bullets would cost those purchasing it an extra $3.50 to $5. Again, this is extra. An extra $3.50 to $5 per box. Let's bring in our first guest. He is the state representative from Bristol. Oh, my former colleague, good buddy of mine, State Representative Whit Betts. Hey, good morning, Whit.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Great. Nice to hear your voice, my friend. How's everything been with you?
Very good. Very good indeed. Although this is going to be a busy week. And I was just listening to what you said about the ammunition excise tax. And, you know, to me, it's the same old, same old. The Democratic Party always says we have a revenue problem. So they always start, instead of looking at the cutting the spending, they always start with the revenue.
Yeah.
And here it's a dual purpose. And it fits their MO very well. One is you bring in money.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is, oh, by the way, for those people who are unhappy about Connecticut not doing enough to take away the rights of gun owners, this meets their need as well. And what I find intriguing is this money is going to go into a dedicated fund. Is that the same thing as the dedicated special transportation fund or
right,
the park fund?
Yeah.
I mean, does anybody really believe that it's going to be solely used for that purpose?
Yeah, we've heard this story before. The transportation lockbox, which everybody has already learned that money, either one of two things happens. It goes into this lockbox, and then it's like Swiss cheese, I have always called it, and then it gets swept into the general fund. Or it doesn't even make it there because it gets diverted once it gets into the possession of the state. It doesn't even make it to the transportation account.
You've been there, Gary, but I've been there for about 10 years now, and it's very obvious to me what the problem is in Connecticut. We have become sort of the solution to the addiction of spending by politicians in Hartford. And you notice you never hear anything about cutting. It's always about I need more money from your pocket. They increase existing taxes, and then they say they didn't increase taxes. Then they bring in new taxes. This one on ammunition is like what I call incrementalism. Last year it was 50%. This year it's 35%. I suspect it won't pass, and then next year they'll introduce it at 25%, and then people will negotiate it and then get it at 15%, and they're going to say, mission accomplished. we just got it on the books. That's all we need. And then from that point on, it's permanent and it just goes up.
Well, this is just, her reasoning is to offset gun violence. How? In doing what? How are you going to get into the criminals' minds? Does this go to mental health?
Well, I have no problem if they want to give money to mental health. I have a problem with the connection of saying, I'm going to take the bullets, put a tax on them, and that's going to stop people from doing this. That's not only not going to do it, but people are going to do the same thing with the ammunition as they do with liquor. They just go out of state, and they'll bring it in. You know, and what have you accomplished?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It is a very one-sided situation right now between taxpayers and the politicians in control. Where's the evidence that whatever the amount of money they raise, where's the evidence that that money is going to be used and actually be effective against gun violence? Give me specific examples. And well, the, you know, and the tragedies in the city, do you think those people are law-abiding citizens?
No, it's not going to affect them at all.
Right. So what are you doing here outside of continuing to poke at the lawful gun owners, as well as meet that insatiable appetite for more revenue? That's all this is. This is a revenue grab, and they're using something to kind of stir up the emotions to justify it.
All right, so last year, this very same state representative, Gilchrist, she brought the bill to the House, and it passed the House, but they didn't take it up in the Senate, correct?
Correct. Now, I would be really surprised if they can get it through, because can you name me anything? I was thinking about this. I can't think of anything comparable in the state of Connecticut that is taxed at a 35% rate.
Oh, my goodness. That's what you should have heard me earlier in the show when I was reading that. I'm like, are you kidding me? I thought it was 3.5. And I'm like, wait a minute. There's no point there. 35%. What?
Well, why 35%? I mean, she started out at 50%.
Well, because it didn't pass the Senate.
Right. But isn't that amazing? Let's say for the sake of discussion, it passed to 35%. They probably get to 50% within 2 or 3 years. 50%. There is not another product or service that I'm aware of that's taxed at that rate. And what is the justification for it?
Oh, my goodness. And does she not realize that Democrats own guns as well?
She does, but she's part of this group that has brought a new attitude, a different attitude to the state of Connecticut. And it's really had a very negative impact on Connecticut because so many people are leaving now. They're tired of the government telling them what to do and interfering with their lives.
What group is she a member? Is this like some special caucus, or like the Progressive Caucus?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that's fine to have difference of opinions, but it really is telling to me, and you certainly know this, we have literally lost hundreds of thousands of what I would call blue-collar workers or middle-class income people, and they were the bedrock of our communities.
Yeah, they were.
And they've gone. And we have a completely different state now. The demographics have changed a lot. The attitudes have changed a lot. You know, 10 years ago, if she had tried to introduce something like this, I think people would have just lost their minds. Now it's sort of like you're no longer shocked because they've been doing it for so many years. Nothing surprises you.
Do you see it getting any better anytime soon?
No. I think it's very predictable. It's up to the taxpayers. You know, it depends on what their level of tolerance is. But believe me, if the makeup stays the same, you will get the same outcome after the November election. And they will continue to raise a lot of money. They'll continue to approve contracts for unions and their employees that are way beyond our means. And they'll continue to ignore the one thing everybody's forgotten about, and I haven't, were the refinancing of the union contracts of the state employees cost the taxpayers $11 billion. And they did it with the teachers. That cost $17 billion. So they bought an extra, 15 years? That goes by pretty quickly. But by the way, what did the taxpayers get in return for having to pay another $27 billion? What did they get in return for it? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that's why I think people are leaving.
All right. So you're predicting that this bill goes nowhere this year.
Well, I would be in a short session. I would be absolutely amazed if they put this together, because I know the gun owners are extremely upset. And it's not just 30. I mean, Gary, 35% on anything.
Yeah.
It's outrageous, and there's been no case made to justify that.
Has there been a public hearing scheduled for this bill yet?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Is it in public safety? Is that where the bill is?
Yeah, that's where I think it is.
Yeah.
But ask yourself, you know, it's great that you want to raise this money, but tell me, what program is out there that is preventing gun violence? That's such a broad description. I don't know.
It doesn't say. I'm reading some of. I'm sorry. As you're speaking, I'm reading some of this these notes that I have on this bill, and I don't have the actual copy of HB 5040 in front of me. Although it's pretty easy to get.
Think about it from the small.
But it doesn't. But it doesn't say. It doesn't have the specifics to your question.
Right. But think about it from the small business community perspective. As usual, the government mandates a tax. Who has to do all the work to get the money for the tax and then pass it on to the state government? The owner. So the government just mandates, give me money, and then everybody else has to do all the work and the heavy lifting. The only thing government does says, you know, my hours are this, just put the money in this account.
Senator McCrory, he's from a Democrat from Hartford.
Right.
He said that even though he's a gun owner, he is a strong supporter of the bill, specifically for the reason that its intent is to funnel back money into the cities that have the highest rate of gun violence.
And he's a good man. I have a lot of respect for him. And I can understand where he's coming from. And the, let's face it, the four big cities are the ones that are, you know, the focus of getting a majority of the money in the state budget. And this is another way of doing it. You know, Hartford recently had another fatality. I get, if I were representing the area, I would want more money for the cities as well. But I haven't heard anybody say anything about, oh, 35% seems okay.
Oh, well, good, because it's not. It's not acceptable.
Well,
but also, you never heard anybody say exactly what these programs that it wants to fund are. There's not one mention. And as you've been talking, I've been scanning these documents, and there's not one listed, one program that's listed. The only thing I hear is another Representative Gilchrist says it's, McCrory says it's easier to get a handgun in Hartford than it is to get a loaf of bread or a head of lettuce.
Well, he would know because he's in Hartford, but if that's true, that's really sad. But that has nothing to do with the 35% tax rate, because a lot of those people are breaking the law. So you could put a 50% tax on it. It's not going to make any difference to them. They'll just find the ammunition somewhere else.
Right. The lawbreaker, that's why they're criminals, folks. They're lawbreakers to begin with. The only people who this is going to have an effect on or an impact on are the law-abiding citizens who are buying ammunition to for their weapons, for their guns, to protect their families or go shooting as for a sport or whatnot, right?
That's right. And again, all we're talking about is raising more revenue. Okay? There is not one word uttered to try and reduce the cost of things. Like, one of the things you heard me say or will be saying again is with the special transportation fund, with the toll bills, and this is just, it makes my blood boil. Somehow there's this inalienable right that all these construction contracts have to go to union-owned businesses. And that means that 80% of the construction industry is unable to make a competitive bid to do the work on the tolls and the roads. And then not only that, Mark Fitch went and wrote a research paper on how the state has spent $500 million, $500 million more than necessary because they do these PLA contracts. Well, how is that being a good stewardship of taxpayers' money?
Well, we had Mark Fitch on the show yesterday, and we've actually addressed that issue specifically. But I only have about 1 minute left.
Yep.
All right, so there's no mention of any programs in here, which is kind of interesting because she wants to tax it 35%, but then doesn't cite where specifically that money, that revenue earned, would go to. It's a vague statement. It's going to go to combat gun violence. Well, that's a very vague and general statement. There's no programs that are mentioned. My last question to you. All right, so this is kind of switching gears. I got to answer in 30 seconds or less. Yep. You think you're going in for a special session on transportation this week?
My guess is, and it's only a guess, I think we may go in on Thursday.
Oh.
And I think it'll be a marathon like we haven't seen in a very, very long time. But I still don't believe they have the votes.
Well, I think they both think that they have the votes, but they're kind of weary of each other. I mean, meaning the House Democrats against the Senate Democrats.
Well, they should be much more worried about the taxpayers, because a lot of the people who are opposed to the tolls, there is not one person who does not believe the minute this tax goes on, it's not going to go on cars. Just a matter of when.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you're naive. Yeah.
And that's what they should be worried about, because not only are they not listening to the people, but they're mandating it as if they're all-knowing and it's their money. It's not their money.
Yeah.
And there are other ways of doing it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people who will believe anything that the Democrats will say up at the Capitol. Hey, Whit, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Great hearing your voice. We look forward to having you back on again real soon.